Well, hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Gabe. Now, would you like to travel somewhere extremely cold? Most people like to take a vacation somewhere warm and tropical, like to a beach. But how would you like to take a trip to Antarctica? The title of our lesson is The Bottom of the World. And yes, Antarctica, just like the opposite end of the world, is very, very cold. Okay, so we have a couple of things to learn about in our lesson today. First, we're going to learn about getting there. Yes, how do you get down there anyway? And the next section is called It's All in the Boat. It's all in the boat? What does that mean? You're going to find out in our lesson as we begin. Here we go.
The bottom of the world. Antarctica, the coldest vacation hotspot. Antarctica doesn't seem very inviting, but about 37,000 visitors are expected to embark on a trip to the frozen continent during this tourist season. Getting there. When contemplating a visit to Earth's southernmost point, one immediately questions the route. First of all, it's important to realize that ice, wind, and low temperatures make a trip to Antarctica an impossibility outside of November through March. Once you've worked out the timing, you'll also have to consider the almost prohibitive cost of your ship ticket, from about $3,500 US to $25,000 US. This doesn't include airfare to your port, usually in South America, Australia, or New Zealand.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 embark 这个动词。Embark 在这里是指开始或者是从事。如果要说明开始从事哪件事的话，是用 on 这个介系词。例如 ，Our team is embarking on a national advertising campaign。我们的团队即将开始一个全国性的广告宣传活动。Embark 也指登船。例如 ，We embarked at Vancouver for Anchorage。我们从温哥华上船前往安克拉治。如果自首加上 dis。Disembark 就是指下船或下机。例如 ，The passengers of this flight already disembarked at gate 6。这个班机的乘客已经在6号闸门下机了。接下来我们看的是 prohibitive 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 prohibit 禁止这个动词，所以 prohibitive 是指价格高到令人望而却步的。例如 ，The housing prices in Manhattan are incredibly prohibitive。曼哈顿的房价高到令人不可思议，或者是 The cost of this newly developed cancer treatment is prohibitive for most patients. 这个新发展出来的癌症治疗的花费是多数病人都负担不起的。
Like a very, very cold place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It definitely does. But Gabe, how would you like to take a trip to the bottom of the world?
Yeah, Antarctica. I would love to take a trip down to Antarctica, but I don't have the money or the time right now. And there's so many other countries that I would love to visit and some people I'd love to see in different places around the world. I don't know when I'm going to make it down to Antarctica to see the penguins there. Rebecca, when do you think you will travel down to the bottom of the world?
Well, Gabe, that's a very good question. I would love to go to Antarctica. I think it would be a great place to go, but I hear it's very, very cold there. But when am I going to go? I don't know. Maybe 10 years from now.
Wait,
who knows?
Rebecca, you said Antarctica. I said Antarctica. How is this word pronounced?
Well, I usually pronounce it as Antarctica. Oh. Is there two different ways to pronounce this word?
You know what? I think Rebecca's way might be a little better. Friends, just let this continent's name roll right off your tongue like that. Antarctica. And we read here that Antarctica is the coldest vacation hot spot. How can that be? How can a hot spot be cold?
Oh, Gabe, that's another good question. Now, friends, here in our lesson, the words hot spot is actually not referring to the temperature of the place. These words just mean or refer to a place that is very popular. So, a vacation place could be a hot spot, a store could be a hot spot, or even a park, a place where a lot of people like to go.
And when you go on vacation, sometimes you hear about tourist traps. Those are hot spots. They're places where tourists love to go. What's a good vacation hot spot? Well, Hawaii is a popular place to go. In Taipei, if you visit this city, Ximending is certainly a hot spot of this city.
Oh, it definitely is. Or let's say you go to the mall. We could say Jamba Juice. Have you ever been to Jamba Juice?
Yes, there's a recent opening of Jamba Juice in Miramar.
That's right, and it definitely is a hot spot for high schoolers. Well, anyway, we're talking about Antarctica and how it is the coldest vacation hot spot. We read, Antarctica doesn't seem very inviting, but about 37,000 visitors are expected to embark on a trip to the frozen continent during the tourist season. And yes, Gabe, I would love to be one of those 37,000 visitors.
Yeah, you would be 37,001. Well, you know, Antarctica doesn't seem very inviting because the temperatures are so low. It's so cold there. However, I think these penguins do kind of look inviting. It looks like they want to invite us to their awesome continent.
Now, if something is inviting, it just means that it makes you feel very welcomed. So, for example, my parents' home is very warm and inviting. The moment I walk through the door, I feel like I'm right at home. Well, I guess I kind of am. But it is very inviting.
So if your mom is like making a delicious dinner, maybe if I walk through the door, I could say it even smells inviting because it just smells like a wonderful meal that she is cooking. Well, friends, use this word in some other ways. Maybe a place could be inviting. Maybe somebody is an inviting person. Maybe they have an inviting personality. Well, friends, right now it's time for us to go and see what's happening with the SP Challenge. Yes. We invite you to watch. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Invite.
Yeah.
Okay, today for the SP Challenge, I'm with someone new. Can you please tell us your name?
My name is Elaine.
Elaine, where are you from?
I'm from Canada.
And are you working right now? Are you a student?
I am a second-year university student.
Second-year university student. Are you studying biology by any chance?
Nope. I am studying computer science.
Computer science. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I have a question for you about traveling. Do you like traveling?
I love traveling.
Good. Well, you came to this country, so obviously you do like traveling a little bit. Where else would you like to travel in the world?
I would love to go to Poland.
Poland?
Yes, because there are so many beautiful, wonderful sights to see, like sceneries, buildings, and lakes. They're just beautiful, so I want to go see them.
So you've just read about Poland or maybe seen some pictures?
Yes, my friend has been there before, and seeing her pictures, like, they're amazing.
Well, I hope you get the chance to go to Poland someday.
Definitely.
Now, would you ever be interested in traveling to the bottom of the world, to Antarctica?
Definitely. I love penguins.
You love penguins? Everyone loves penguins.
They're so cute.
They are so cute.
They're kind of bird, but they can't fly, so.
Right, so they can't fly anywhere. You can go over and maybe pet them.
Well, or take one home.
Or take one home. Yeah, if your suitcase is big enough, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, bring a big suitcase. So aside from the penguins, would you be interested in doing anything else in Antarctica?
Probably building an igloo and living in it.
Nice. Building an igloo, living in the igloo, would you invite the penguins to stay with you?
Definitely.
Would you invite any polar bears to stay with you?
Are they in Antarctica?
Oh, yeah.
There are?
Yeah, they like to
visit.
They like to visit the penguins.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. Well, friends, what would you do if you had a chance to visit Antarctica? maybe you'll get a chance to go there someday too.
Yes.
That would be cool.
It will be on my list.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you all next time for the SC Challenge.
Hey, Gabe. By the way, there are no polar bears in Antarctica.
Oh, yes. I'm so silly. You're right, Rebecca.
Mm-hmm, I know.
Well, then where can you find polar bears? In the Arctic?
In the Arctic! Not the Antarctica, but the Arctic.
Okay, so at the top of the world there are polar bears, but no polar bears, only penguins at the bottom of the world.
Okay, well now it's time for us to talk about how to get there. This next section is called Getting There. When contemplating a visit to Earth's southernmost point, one immediately questions the route. First of all, it's important to realize that ice, wind and low temperatures make a trip to Antarctica an impossibility outside of November through March.
Okay, so if ice, wind, and low temperatures make this trip an impossibility, to make something an impossibility, that means it's impossible to travel down to Antarctica unless you're going between the months of November through March. But we read here, once you've worked out the timing, you'll also have to consider the almost prohibitive cost of your ship ticket. Now, hold on a second. Mm-hmm. What does it mean to work out the timing?
Well, when I think of these words to work out, I automatically think of a math problem. So you have different numbers and you're trying to work out the problem to get the answer.
Bingo! That's the idea. Yes, you're trying to figure out something. So you're trying to figure out when you should go to Antarctica. But we see that this ship ticket is not cheap.
Oh,
it's
no.
From $3,500 to $25,000 U.S. Good luck.
And this doesn't include airfare to your port, usually in South America, Australia, or New Zealand. Well, friends, we have more for you, so make sure you stay.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are enjoying our trip to the bottom of the world. That's right, Antarctica. What a cold hot spot. It is a very popular place to go these days, with 37,000 visitors expected to visit this season. But it's an expensive trip. And why am I in a boat? Because, friends, the title of our next section is It's All in the Boat. Let's find out what this means.
The bottom of the world. It's all in the boat. Deciding what kind of boat on which to travel will make all the difference, as accommodations vary greatly from one to the next. Large cruises, which might carry from 500 to 3,000 passengers, are good for vacationers and learners, but they never dock at a port. Smaller vessels, such as yachts and dive boats, allow you on the continent, and their staff plan various physical activities for visitors.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 accommodation 这个名词。accommodation 可以指旅馆房的房间或者是住宿。例如 ,some of the hotel's accommodations are designed for the physically challenged. 这家旅馆的某些房间是为身障人士所设计的。accommodations 也可以指食宿，这个时候就要用复数型。例如 ,accommodations are included in the school fees. 膳食和住宿费都包括在学校的收费中。所以我们看 dock 这个动词 ,dock 在这里是指船只靠岸停泊。如果要说明停靠在哪里是用 at 这个接续词。例如 the cruise ship docked at Hong Kong and Shanghai, 介绍游轮在香港和上海靠岸。dock 也可以当名词，意思是指码头或船屋。例如 many people gathered at the dock to see the aircraft carrier return, 许多人聚集在码头上等着要看这艘航空母舰回航。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, so now it's time for us to get into this next section called It's All in the Boat. Gabe, I noticed that you're in a boat. Why are you in a boat anyway?
Yes, row, row, row my boat gently down the stream. Well, because this section is called It's All in the Boat. And actually, the first time I read through this lesson, I wasn't sure why our author decided to call this section It's All in the Boat. But we read here, deciding what kind of boat on which to travel will make all the difference. And so the idea is, it's all in something. That means it depends on something. So your experience will depend on what boat, what kind of boat, or what kind of ship you travel in.
And of course, there's other ways that you can use this phrase as well. For example, this curry dish is so good. You know, it's all in the spice.
Hey, I was going to say something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because often when you eat something delicious, I think it's all about the sauce. I think it's all in the sauce. For example, when I go to Fridays and have the chicken fingers, I like the chicken fingers by themselves, but it's all in the honey mustard sauce. That's what makes those chicken fingers taste great. Or when I have sushi or sashimi, it's not about the raw fish. It's all in the wasabi and soy sauce. It's all about the sauce.
Right. Or when you eat salad. I loved salad as a kid, but it's all in the salad dressing. That is what made the salad so delicious. But of course, in our lesson, we're talking about it's all in the boat. Deciding what kind of boat on which to travel will make all the difference as accommodations vary greatly from one to the next. Let's pause for just a moment and talk about that phrase, to make all the difference. This just means that, well, it improves a situation for you.
Okay, so it's so important that it makes a big difference, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you go on one kind of boat, that will really affect your experience. If you go on another kind of boat, that will also really affect your experience. Let's see how else you can use this phrase, to make all the difference. Some people say that stretching before you exercise makes all the difference. It's really important to stretch.
Or you could also say, painting the walls has made all the difference in my bedroom. They were white, and now they're blue, and now it seems a lot more cozy for me.
You know, a good hotel room will really make all the difference when you're on vacation, especially if you've been traveling all over the whole day. It's nice to go and sleep in a comfortable bed. A good bed will make all the difference.
That's right. And of course, in our lesson, we're talking about how a good boat, or a boat in general, will make all the difference as you're venturing out and traveling to Antarctica. Well, we read here, large cruises, which might carry from 500 to 3,000 passengers, are good for vacationers and learners, but they never dock at a port. Smaller vessels such as yachts and dive boats allow you on the continent, and their staff plan various physical activities for visitors. Sounds exciting.
Well, you know what, Rebecca, I think we should take a look at the difference between some of these boats, okay? So as you can see, a large cruise would fit a lot more people, right? But these people won't be able to get off of the ship. They can just see Antarctica from a distance. However, maybe there are yachts or dive boats. What does a dive boat look like? Well, it is a little bit smaller. I don't think these people are diving in Antarctica, but this is kind of what a dive boat might look like.
Well, right now we want to take a moment and look at the word staff members, or the words staff members. Now, I think it's interesting because the word staff, it's actually, if you want to make it plural, you don't say staffs or staves. You would actually say staff members.
That's right. That's an important thing to remember, friends. Our lesson says their staff plan various physical activities. We could say their staff members plan these activities. Friends, it's time for us to join Stephen Ken in the Info Cloud. Are we going to learn about tourists or vacationers?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Do you like to travel for pleasure? If you do, do you consider yourself a tourist or a vacationer?
What's the difference? Well, let's say you had a week to spend in a foreign country. How would you spend it? If you decide to see as many attractions as you can, such as museums and historical sites, go shopping and eat at different restaurants, you are a tourist.
But if you decide to spend that entire week relaxing at one place, such as a beach, a lake, or a ski resort, you're a vacationer. Unlike a tourist, a vacationer has no interest in seeing the sights. Your goal is to get away from the hustle and bustle of your daily life and have a carefree time without a worry in the world.
Okay, here are a few more distinctions. A tourist has an itinerary and goes places carrying a camera. A vacationer stays put and is happy to be doing nothing.
A tourist reads a travel guide, while a vacationer likely reads a novel.
A tourist will probably feel very tired at the end of the day, while a vacationer will likely be well rested. So friends, what are you, a vacationer or a tourist?
很多人喜欢出国旅游，但出国旅游有两种截然不同的心态，一个是为了要放松休息，另一个是想去不同的地方参观许多的名胜古迹。英文就有两个字来形容这两种人。 Vacationer 是度假者，度假就是为了放松，因此一个 vacationer 只会去到一个定点，那也许是一个海滩湖畔，然后就在那里看书泡水喝饮料或什么也不做的放空发呆。一个 vacationer 度假的目的就是让他逃离忙碌的日常生活。 Tourist 是观光客，顾名思义 ,tourist 就是要 tour, 巡视游览。因此呢，一个 tourist 没有时间读小说，他会读 travel guide, 旅游指南。他为了要参观许多的名胜古迹，去不同的地方 shopping, 还会规划一个 itinerary, 旅行的行程。旅行完毕后，一个 tourist 往往会觉得精疲力尽，一个 vacationer 却好像一颗充了电的电池，又可以全力以赴的工作。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
So what can you do on Antarctica?
Well, we're going to have to find out next time, right here on
Studio Classroom.